Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. We continue to look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Before I begin, I just want to remind you again, take a look at our website, renewalministries.net. If you have access to Catholic radio, blessed be God. If you're in places where you don't have access to Catholic radio, you can simply go on our website, renewalministries.net, click on radio. You can listen to Peter Herbeck's program, Fire on the Earth. You can listen to my program, Food for the Journey, or you can download them right there. Just download them from our website so that you can listen to them when you choose. But I just really encourage you to take a look at our website. See what's there. Ask yourself honestly. This is called doing some discriminant shopping. In other words, oh, this looks interesting, or oh, I might like to read that, or I might like to listen to this CD. Instead, do this. Lord, what are you doing in my life right now? How are you calling me to draw closer to you? Those are the questions you should be asking. And then look at the books and the CDs and the DVDs that are there and say, what's really going to help me most right now? Pay attention. Don't just grab what kind of catches your eye. I remember people saying to me, oh, I love the cover of this book. I think I'll get it. That's a pretty silly reason for buying a book. So please be a discriminant shopper. Discriminate. Don't just grab for the sake of grabbing. God loves you. God loves you infinitely. God wants your eternal salvation. God wants you in his embrace for all eternity. So seek what would be most helpful, because we're assimilating all the time. Everything that's coming from radio and secular radio, what's coming from television, what's coming from the internet, and all of those things sometimes have very insidious effects because they affect our spirits and we don't recognize it right away. So learn to be a discriminant reader. Learn to be a discriminant listener or watcher. Learn. You can. The more you read the Word of God, the more you'll be able to discriminate. That doesn't mean that every program has to be religious per se, but it does mean that it ought to communicate the right kind of values. And if it's not, why are you watching it? Why are you listening to it? Take stock, brothers and sisters. This is a time as we end, we're not at the end of summer yet, but we will be. This is a time to really take stock, take inventory. Where am I? Let's take a look at the first reading for this Sunday, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verses 1 to 2 and 6 to 8. Moses said to the people, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. In your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin upon you, you shall not add to what I command you, nor subtract from it." I hear people looking at the Ten Commandments today and saying, oh, well, that doesn't apply anymore. That doesn't apply anymore. We're living in a different time. No, God's commandments are eternal. They bring you, first of all, if you really follow them, into union with him, even this side of heaven. If you really follow them with a right heart, don't discard. Don't say, well, I'll obey these commandments, but these don't apply. They all apply, brothers and sisters. Different ways, but they all apply. "In your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin upon you, you shall not add to what I command you, nor subtract from it. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of all these statutes and say, this great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people. For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? I am an American, And I pray that one day we will once again be a nation under God and know the glory and know the wisdom and know the beauty and know the truth of following him. Let's pray for that together. Psalm 15, the one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. Whoever walks blamelessly and acts justly, who thinks the truth in his heart, notice that you don't just say the words that you think are right, but who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue. You don't speak down about other people. You don't criticize people to other people. You just don't do it. You mar the unity of the body of Christ. You mar the expression of his presence in the world when you do these kinds of things. You do not slander. Who harms not his fellow men, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord, who lends not his money at usury, accepts no bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things shall never be disturbed. That's a good, like, mini examination of conscience right there. Take a look at it. In the letter of James, chapter 1, verses 17 to 18, 21 to 22, and then verse 27. Dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your soul. That Bible, brothers and sisters, is able to lead you in truth. It's able to save your soul. How often do you read it? Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Be doers of the word. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Don't follow the world's priorities. Reach out to meet the needs of others, brothers and sisters. Please reach out. They're all around you. Some people say, well, I don't have much. You don't need much. Even if all you can do is to say to people, I will pray for you, and then mean it, really pray, you will make a difference in that person's life. But when you can meet their physical needs, please do. Please do. We will be judged, brothers and sisters. Part of the judgment will be on what we have done with everything we've been given. And you say, well, I worked hard for this. I'm owed this. I don't think so. You worked hard for it, blessed be God. You should enjoy the fruit of your labor, but not exclusively, not just for yourself. You should share the fruit with brothers and sisters who are in need. And if you're not, God will judge you accordingly. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 7. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands? And he responded, well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites. They were concerned about every little external observance of the law that ended up becoming ridiculous. But that's how they measured people's obedience to God or love for God, is they observed all these ritual things that they had developed. They had developed. Washing of hands is a good idea before you eat a meal. Absolutely. And for the Jews, for them, washing was a sign of cleansing themselves in order to receive the goodness of God through the food that he was giving. There's nothing wrong with doing something that's like that, some kind of external symbol of what you believe in your heart. But what Jesus is after is the Pharisees were judging people as good or as condemned simply by the external observance of the law. And you and I can fall into the same thing. Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites? As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine mere human precepts. This is God's law. No, it isn't. It's man's practice, things that he's put into practice in light of the law. But they're not necessarily God's. And if they're done by men, they often simply lead to self-glorification, self-satisfaction, self. Follow the church law, absolutely. But do things for the right reasons. Don't do them to be lauded and praised. Do them in order to give honor to God. You disregard God's commandments. You cling to human tradition. He summoned the crowd again, and he said to them, hear me, all of you, and understand nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come from within are what defile. That is, mixed motives, wrong motives, seriously wrong motives. From within people, from their hearts come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. In other words, what we need to pay attention to first, brothers and sisters, is what's going on in our own hearts. Take an inventory. And all this week we've been hearing about duplicity and hypocrisy and all kinds of ways in which we seek to satisfy ourselves while externally doing what appears to be good things or following church laws or church traditions. And we think that just by automatically doing them, they're good. Brothers and sisters, we have to do the right things for the right reasons. And so, as we've heard all this past week, the Lord is asking us to take a look at our hypocrisy. Seriously, take a look and see where your motives are wrong. See where your motives are selfish. And then ask God for the grace and the courage to change. And he will give it to you. If you come to him daily asking him for that grace, you will see change. I don't know when. And I don't know in what form, but I guarantee you, you will see change. And I can guarantee you, you will be much happier and much more peaceful and find an inner joy that no one will take from you. Because it is the joy of the Holy Spirit that you seek to follow him. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.